This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. If you were to ask who is the trap king of Atlanta, you'd probably get a few different answers, like Gucci Mane or maybe T.I. But you would be wrong, because one man has already claimed that title. But instead of creating beats, he's trapping cats.
Trap king is, that's my title. That's what I go by. I'm the king of Trap Neuter Return, and Trap Neuter Return is the humane alternative to euthanasia, which is death for feral cats.
Sterling Davis is the man behind Trap King Humane Cat Solutions. He works in the Metro Atlanta area to capture feral cats. He pays for them to be neutered, and then he returns them. The Trap King is with us in studio this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey. Thank you for having me.
All right, so before you became the Trap King, you used to work in the music industry. What did you do, and what pushed you to change careers?
Well, I was doing music. I was doing rap. I worked with a friend named Jaron Benton, who's also a rapper. I was tour managing with him. In between tours, I was trying to find something to do. It was about 2-3 months before I went on my next tour, and I didn't want to just sit around. So I was looking through Craigslist for something to do, looking for something with the least amount of responsibility before the next tour. But I've always been a vegetarian and like cats, so I just happened to scroll past a company that was looking for somebody to scoop litter. When I came in, they were like, hey, no disrespect or anything, but we've never seen a man handle cats like this. Like, what, can you just stay? They asked me, hey, do you know what TNR is? And I was like, nah, I have no idea. And they was like, well, you're going to be the new TNR guy. You're going to be great. And I learned about it the first night I went out. I caught like 10 cats, and I was hooked. That was it. Because, too, I realized that there's such a void in communication. There's like a communication gap between the black community and animal rescue. So when I saw that void, I felt like, hey, I could really make a difference here in this situation, because a lot of guys don't feel as if they could still be masculine and work with cats, but you can.
But you bring up a good point. There is this stereotype that black men are not sensitive to animals. You know, think about a retired NFL football player, Michael Vick, who notoriously ran this dogfighting operation, which ended his career with the Falcons and landed him in federal prison. Why is it that black men are viewed this way by some people?
I think it's the hyper-masculinity. If you've been down for a while, you have to. And in my case, I was child abused when I was younger. So I think when you go through traumatic situations and you kind of beat down, you have to find a way to lift yourself back up. I think that brings a certain type of confidence that may be appearing as hyper-masculinity sometimes. So I think within that, it's a little harder for men to go show the soft side, especially with society telling men you got to be tough, you got to be strong. So you know, adding that together, I think it's a little difficult for men to express themselves or be compassionate or show compassion in that way. You're just supposed to be tough, strong.
Right.
So
you see black men with like pit bulls.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
You see guys with pit bulls all the time, and it's like, yeah, this is tough. This is what I'm supposed to have. Because my friends, my homeboys, would be like, man, what you messing around with that cat for? Why don't you get you a dog, man? Why don't you get you a blue nose pit or something? And I'm like, nah, man, I want a cat. A lion is the king of the jungle. I want a cat.
You have a cat.
Yeah, I got a cat. His name Rick James. He a big old furry Persian Himalayan. Too much personality, too smart. He might be listening to this show.
Oh, my God. Now, paying for all of these procedures that you do, because on any given day you're out there trapping these cats, why don't you euthanize the ones that can't be adopted?
Well, the crazy thing about it is before, euthanasia was the first option. They've tried it in a lot of different experiments, but cats, they like roaches. They're not going nowhere. They're going to reproduce and reproduce. And plus, it's expensive for taxpayers to pay for euthanasia. It's expensive. It would be more cost effective or cheaper to control the population, and that's what TNR does. Instead of just trying to take all of them out, you can control the population. If you have 10 cats in an apartment complex and I come and I spay and neuter and vaccinate them and I bring them back, they'll keep new cats from coming in. The new cats will say, well, hey, these guys, we can't mate with these cats and we don't want to fight over the food. Let's just leave. We'll go somewhere else that's more resourceful. So once TNR is implemented, you can select different feeding areas to keep the cats out of sight. Plus, with them being TNR, spayed, neutered, and vaccinated, they don't spread disease or overpopulate. They keep the new guys out, keep the area clean for the mice and snakes, And it's really effective. It's way more helpful than just euthanizing.
You know, I did not know that.
Oh, a lot of people don't. It's crazy who does know it. A lot of men with junkyards and stuff like that, they'll call me out and I'll go get the cats and they say, hey man, make sure you bring that cat back. He keep them snakes in the mice out of here, so bring them back. And I'm like, thank you. I want people to say that. I want people to say, what are you doing? And when they find out, please bring them back then.
Wow. Sterling Davis, you are the founder of Trap King Humane Cat Solutions. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me so much.
This is GPB Atlanta.